do something, set the land on. We find a soft place where he could land, so he didn't fall on his feet when he did it. Some fella taught us that, and we had quite a bunch of boys. And of course, we played a game that I guess every bunch of kids did, standing on each other's shoulders, building a pyramid. Six men on the bottom, four next to him, two next to them, and right on up the way, one on up, and just one standing up top. Gents can improvise better than they can now. They can't do anything now unless you've got the man down there supervising.
Yeah, we've got some play equipment or something.
Yeah, organize the play down. Well, we survived. We didn't have too many broken arms and legs. A few black eyes, skin knuckles.
You lived 77 years, couldn't be too bad, could
it? Anyway, we didn't have doctors. Didn't run you to the doctor every time something got the matter with you. We didn't even have a doctor when I was born. You couldn't. My mother birthed me with a sister.
But you have a midwife?
Well, you didn't have a midwife. Lived a few miles out. Had one doctor named Barto. He had the whole community to tend to. If you wanted to see him, when he used to go to his office, he made calls. You had to call him and let him know. And if he was attending a delivery of a baby, he stayed there till he got through. He'd just spend the night. And if he had another one, he'd go see her. If you run out there and he was on the way, he didn't know how that other one was coming. You had to wait till he went to that other house and find out how they were. And he had another one over there pretty sick or something. He'd have to drive on over and see him the next day. By the time he got to us, I was 3 days old. Mother always called me her baby. Out of all 10 of them, I was her baby because she delivered me, she and our sisters, younger sister. The younger sister never had seen a baby before.
If a woman's expecting a child, what do you say? You say she's what? She's
pregnant.
Any other way you know people?
That's all I've heard. With a child, they say she's with a child.
Now, if she has a child that's born out of wedlock, you call him a boy.
You don't want to call him a bastard. Words you didn't dare use around the house, but we called him a bastard from the time I can remember.
You were talking about when you're coming up, when you got cuts and things on you when you were growing up, what did you usually put on the cuts?
Turpentine, just raw turpentine. See, they had turpentine still down here. Everybody kept a bottle of turpentine. Later on, we got some iodine when it came in, but we didn't have any iodine to start with. We used turpentine for most anything we could think of. We used turpentine was when you had the croup at night, and you didn't have any turpentine, take kerosene. Anytime I've taken a spoonful of sugar, I'd have the croup at night, and take a cold, take the croup, start crouping, and put about 3 drops of turpentine on a half spoonful of sugar. Put it in your mouth, hold it, let it dissolve, and clear up the throat. And it didn't burn you too much, because the saliva kind of weakened the turpentine down, and the sugar made a trickle down your throat, and you'd be surprised how much it relieved a cough like that. We had camphor if we could get it. We could get camphor for some things. Turpentine.